ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We'll be discussing the 32nd shloka of Saundarya Lahari. So this shloka speaks about the 15-lettered mantra of Devi, which is embedded or which is secretively used in Lalita Trishati. Lalita Trishati uses this 15-lettered mantra, which is also called Panchadasha Akshara Mantram. So Panchadasha Akshara Mantram. So 15-lettered mantra. So each of the syllables of the mantra denotes some god, or it's the Bija Aksharam. It's called Bija Aksharam. Aksharam means letter. Bija Aksharam means like that which is the basis, or that which is the body for certain devatas. So all those devatas together make up Devi's mantra, the mantra of Panchadasha Akshara Mantram. So the mantra is, if we take the 300 namas of Devi in Lalita Trishati, and each of the 20 namas start with the same letter. So if we take the first letter, the first 20 namas, then the second 20, third 20, then the entire mantra will become a 15-lettered, we'll get a 15-lettered mantra, which is Ka Ye Yi Lahrim, Ha Sa Ka Ha Lahrim, and Saka Lahrim. So it is Ka, first letter is Ka, second letter is Ka Ye, third letter is E, fourth letter is La, fifth letter is Hrim, sixth letter is Ha, then the next Sa, Ka, Ha, La, Hrim, Sa, Ka, La, Hrim. So we are not in kindergarten that like we have to be told each of the mantras, but just making sure, like, since there are people amidst our group like who can't remember things, like you have to tell again and again, and after again and again repeating, still people don't understand. Either they don't understand or they don't want to understand. So there shouldn't be any fault or accusation like onto me that, okay, you didn't tell the mantra. Like, you can tell that 20 into 15, like take the first letter and all, but I cannot understand such things. It is Vedanta, it is something very vast, I cannot understand. Therefore, you didn't make it clear. So, in order to avoid such confusion, so that's the mantra. So, Ka Ye Yi Lahrim, Ha Sa Ka Ha Lahrim, Sa Ka Lahrim. So, 15 letter, therefore it's called Panchadasha Aksharam, Panchadasha. Dasham and Pancham. So, Dasham means 10, Pancha means 5. So Dasham and Pancham, that means 10 plus 5, 5 plus 10, 15. So each of the letter, this is the basis for Lalita Trishati. As we discussed yesterday about the origin of Lalita Trishati, as Agastya was not satisfied with Lalita Sahasranama given to him or like explained to him by Hayagriva. Therefore he asked whether there is something else, and after pleading, after asking for quite a long time, Devi appears in front of Hayagriva and Agastya, and then instructs Hayagriva to pass on the knowledge of Lalita Trishati, pass on the 15-lettered mantra to Agastya. So that's how Lalita Trishati, the Aitihyam of Lalita Trishati comes. So that's this particular mantra is very sacred. So mere chanting of the mantra is very, very powerful. That is the reason why Lalita Trishati, chanting of Lalita Trishati is more useful, more helpful for a seeker in his spiritual path rather than Lalita Sahasranama. That's because Lalita Trishati, chanting of Lalita Trishati is indirect chanting of the mantra of Devi. So without that we cannot be Devi Bhaktas. So each of the letter, like we don't need to really understand as to what each of those letters mean or what are those letters, what God stands for each of the letter. But still, for our, like, to make any knowledge complete and perfect, Shankara is explaining here the God who is denoted by each of the letter of this mantra. So this has two purposes. One, indirectly giving us the mantra for Devi, which is Panchadashakshara mantra. And then second is giving us, like, making our knowledge about Devi, Devi's system, or Devi, becoming a Devi Bhakta means, like, we need to know things clearly. So we cannot claim to be followers or devotees of Amma unless we know who she is, what is her life history, how many disciples she has, what all she does, how does her routine look like. Without knowing that, we cannot claim ourselves. We can talk to ourselves and talk amongst ourselves and say that I am a devotee of Amma, but we cannot be real devotees unless we know what Amma is, who Amma is, what is her routine and all those things. Similarly, in order for us to become Devi Bhaktas, we need to know, oh, I don't need Devi Bhakta, I'll see Brahman everywhere. Yeah, very well and good. Such a person should not, even if like any of us have such a doubt in our mind, then we shouldn't be learning Savandari Lahari. So the very fact that we are learning Savandari Lahari itself means we want to become real Devi Bhaktas, and we are not. And mere chanting or mere remembrance of Brahman, if that alone is enough, then Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha Anena Vedyam Sat Shastram Iti Vedanta Dindima. With this truth, or like knowledge becomes complete with this. Then if that is the case, then none of us need any guru, none of us need any Vedantic knowledge. We don't need to learn any shlokas, we don't need to meet Amma and all. So the very fact that we are learning itself means that, or directly apprehending the truth and for trying to follow it or implement it in life is impossible. It's like it's as impossible as climbing a mountain. So it's not that simple. It is very, very tough. Therefore, we need to learn, know more about Devi, know Devi completely. So there is another aspect of complete or paripurna jnanam, or complete knowledge about Devi. Like if we go to our manager, so when we have a client interview, so we go for the client interview, and in that interview we like the client questions us, in between the questions we like give a lot of facts about the client. So any client interview first starts with knowing the client, knowing the company. So if we are attending an interview of like Microsoft, the first thing that a person does is try to know as to what is the company, how is the company, what's the revenue, who is the top, the CEO, like where all it's based, how many employees are there, and all those things. Because that means that we are interested, we have done our homework in knowing about it. And the moment like the interviewer comes in front of us and he quizzes us about some, asking like, do you know anything about Microsoft? Then the moment we say, okay, I know. These are so and so is what I know, then the interviewer becomes like pleased or impressed by our knowledge, our homework. Similarly, this also applies to bhaktas as well. So when we go to Amma, if we are able to say to Amma, oh Amma, I know the importance of Lalita Trishati, I know what Lalita Trishati stands for, I know the Panchadashakshari Mantram for Sri Vidya, I know that. If we say, then Amma will be so pleased that she will treat us in a special way. So it's not Amma's treatment which is special, but it is our knowledge which makes Amma's treatment more. So we will be able to gain or grasp more of Amma's treatment, or like we'll be able to grasp Amma's bliss, Amma's compassion more when we know more about her. So that is the essence. So that's also the basis for a marriage, or like stability of a marriage or stability of a relationship in the States or in West or Western countries, it's not the concept of marriage, but the concept of dating or knowing a person. So the importance of that thing is trying to know the other person more. The more and more we know a person, the more and more we become close to the person, the more and more we can relate ourselves to the person, the more and more we can think like the other person. So the same concept applies for spirituality as well. The more and more we learn about Brahman, the more and more we become Brahman, we can relate ourselves to Brahman. The more and more we learn about Amma, the more and more we can relate ourselves to be devotees of Amma. Oh Amma, I know who you are. I know that your mantra is Panchadashashri Mantram. I know that like you are Mithya Jagadadishthana. I know that. So we don't even need to analyze whether what this guy is telling is right or wrong. Because like if you go to Amma without knowledge, and then once you meet Amma without knowledge, and the next time you meet Amma with knowledge, after learning Vedanta, you can feel the vibration. You can feel the difference in Amma's approach. You can feel the difference in Darshanam. So the Darshanam is the same. Amma is the same. Darshanam is the same. But we change. So we go to a higher realm so that we can relate ourselves to Amma. We can relate ourselves to Devi. The more and more we learn about Devi, the more and more we are trying to be real devotees, which will finally end in Atmanivedanam, or completely offering ourselves, or O Devi, I am you, Tvam Ahamiti Sadha Bhavayati. So Sadha Bhavanam, that Bhavana will be achieved by this. The more and more we try to become Devi, the more and more bliss will pervade, or bliss will surround our life. Wherever we go, we'll be blissful, and people around us will also be able to feel the bliss, feel the peace radiating, like the peace coming out of our very presence. So that's the reason why in many cases, like when people go to my father scolds everybody, whether it's about spirituality, whether it's about learning Vedanta, or it's astrology, or relatives coming for a normal chit chat, yet he scolds them, but still they come back again and again. The reason for that is because it is like Vedanta, it is presence of Amma. Amma's presence is there, and since Amma's presence is there in the house and around my father, therefore the more we come, like the more bliss we can get. And even if it costs some scolding, it causes like kind of affecting our ego, but still we are fine because we get bliss. We go to any extent for getting things in the world. So it's not about bliss alone. If we are working in office, then we'll go to any extent in order to please our managers. I have known people like who have gone to many extents, like they'll stay late night, they'll stay, like they will do normal things like taking printouts and all for the manager, though the manager can walk to the printer and get it, but they will do it. So there are many such things like that happens. That's because we'll go to any extent in order to get or please the or in order to please others. So if that is the case, it applies more for bliss. So the more and more we get towards Devi, the more and more bliss we'll get. The more and more bliss we get, the more and more we will have people surrounding us. The more and more people will appreciate us. So it's not appreciation what we are behind, but it will automatically come. But in order for us to reach that state where like bliss emanates from our presence, we need to become real devotees. In order to become real devotees, we need to relate ourselves to Devi. We need to know Devi. We need to know Amma. And knowledge becomes perfect only by knowing the mantra and the completeness, or the mantra in its whole perspective. So though mantras, we don't need to know the meaning of mantras. Trying to find out the meaning of a mantra is far more tough, far more it's a Herculean task to try to find out the meaning of a mantra. And you don't need to really, mantras are not meant to be known by meaning, but it has to be chanted. But still, knowledge doesn't become complete. Therefore, Shankara is explaining here in the shloka, in the 32nd shloka, about the Panchadashakshari mantram and the devatas who are denoted by each of the mantra. We'll see the what Shankara says, and then we'll see as to like what we need to do with respect to this mantra. What can we do? Like just by knowing this mantra, don't gain anything. In order for us to gain the goal to be achieved through the mantra, we need to do certain things. That we will try to find out, learn after learning the shloka. This shloka is set in the raga called Kamas. It's basically a Hindustani raga called Kamaj. It's called Kamaj in Hindustani, but in Carnatic it's called Kamas. The shloka goes thus. Shiva Shakti काम है शीतिरतर विहि शीत किरण है स्मरो हंस शक्र है तदनुच परामार हरय अमीर ले का बीस तिस्रवसानेषु घटित भजन्ते वर्णास्ते तव जननि नामा वयवता. It's one of the most popular song in Kamaj Raga is the famous Vaishnava Januto, which was one of the favorite of Mahatma Gandhi. So it is that particular song is set in the raga, same raga as why Vaishnava Januto tene kahe je peed parai jaane re. It's a beautiful song. That is the most popular song set in the Kamaj Raga. We won't get into the particular song. It's a very beautiful song. If you can get some time to think about the song, understand the song, it would be really good. But yeah, that's the raga. This particular shloka is set in that particular raga called Kamas. So, Janani. Tava janani nama avayavatam. So janani, O janani, O devi, shivaha. So shivaha, shiva is shiva bhija aksharam. The first letter of ka stands for shiva. So it is the bhija aksharam for shiva, for the god of shiva, ka. And the second letter of a stands for shakti. So shakti bhija aksharam. Shakti is Bijaksharam. So Bijaksharam, it can be called as root mantra, body mantra, or whatever meaning we can say, base mantra for a god. So Shakti Bijaksharam is A, and the third is E, that is Kamaha. Kamaha means Manmata Bijaksharam, Manmata's Bijaksharam. And La, the fourth letter La stands for Kshitihi. Kshitihi means Prithvi. Or Prithvi Tattvam. So Prithvi is Bijaksharam. Bijaksharam for Prithvi is La. Ata. Ata means thus. Ravihi. So the next one stands for Ravi. The next one is Ha. So we are skipping the Hrim. So Ka, Ye, Yi, La, Hrim. So the three Hrim will come at the end. So the next letter is Ha. Ha stands for Ravi. So Ravi's Bija Mantram. Surya's Bija Mantram is Ha. And then Sheeta Kiranaha. Kiranaha means rays, Sheetam means cool rays. So cool rays are like cold rays come from Chandra. So this, the next letter of Ha and then Sa. Sa stands for Chandra. So Chandra's Bijaksharam is Sa. And then the next one is Smaro. Smaraha again stands for Manmatha. Sorry, Manmatha. So Manmatha Bija Aksharam, which is Ka. So the same letter Ka can stand for, is the Bija Aksharam for Shiva as well as Manmatha. Manmatha has the Bija Aksharam of A as well as Ka. So it's like, so the second Ka or the eighth letter, sorry, not eighth, seventh letter of the Panchadashakshini Mantram stands for Manmatha. So Smaro and then Hamsaha. So the next is Ka Ha. So the next letter is Ha. And this Ha stands for Hamsa Mantra. So Hamsaha. Hamsaha means like, Hamsaha here denotes like that which comes in Hamsa Mantra, which means, which is here Akasham. So Hamsa Mantra, Hamsa Soham is the call that generally known as the Hamsa Mantra. So in the Hamsa Mantra, whatever Ha that comes, that is Akasha Bijam. So it stands for Akasham. And then La, the next, this La stands for Shakraha. So Shakraha is Indra. So Indra Bijam, which is La. And then Tadanu cha, Shakraha and Tadanu. Tadanu cha. And then after that, Tadanu cha. Cha and Tadanu. After that what comes? A La. So this La stands for, oh sorry, I have, yeah sorry, we just finished La. The La stands for Shakraha or Indra. So the next one is, we are skipping Hrim again. So the last four, Sakala Hrim. So Sakala is left. So the Sa stands for Paramara Harayaha. So Para Bijam. So Paramara Harayaha, these like three things are mentioned here. Para, Maraha and Harayaha. They stand for the next three. Sa, Ka, La. So Sa stands for Para Bijam. Bijam for Para. Para means like the supreme power or a goddess called Para. And then Manmatha Bijam is the Ka. We already know that Ka stands for Manmatha. So again it comes Paramara and then Harayaha, that is the La, stands for Harayaha. Haraya means for Hari, person who steals. Harayaha means one who steals. One who steals mind of people is called Har. Such a person is Vishnu or Hari or Krishna. So Hari Mantram, which is La. And then Tisrabihi. So Tisrabihi Hrillekabihi. So Hrillekabihi Trisibihi. Hrillekabihi. So Tisrabihi means three. Hrillekabihi means Hrim Mantra. Hrim Mantra, which stands for, is the Bija Mantra for Bhuvaneshwari. So the Devi called Bhuvaneshwari, her Bija Mantra is three Hrim. So those three Hrims, Amite Varnaha, all these are your mantras, your letters of your these mantras. So Ami and then the next line like Te man, Te Varnaha, Varnaha Te Ami, all these are your varnas, your letters standing for your mantra. And Avasaneshu, so Tisrabihi Hrillekabihi, three Hrim. Avasaneshu gatitha, gatitha, it comes, it is stitched. So gatitha means like, I don't know how to explain it. Gatitha means which is fixed, you can say affixed or something like similar meaning. Avasaneshu, avasaneshu means at the end of each set. So each set of the Panchadashakshari mantra. And then gatitaha, these are Janani, Tava Janani, Janani already came. So Tava Nama Havayavatam Bhajante. So Tava, யுவர் நாம அவயவதாம். நாம மீன்ஸ் மந்திர, அவயவதாம் பார்ட்ஸ் அவயவம். ஸோ அவயவம் மீன்ஸ் பார்ட்ஸ், பார்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் மந்த்ரா பஜந்தே ஈஸ் ஆர் ஆர். ஸோ தீஸ் லைக் 15 மந்த்ராஸ், தீஸ் 15 தேவதா ஸ்டாண்ட் ஃபார் த 15 லெட்டர்ஸ் விச் ஆர் த பார்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் மந்த்ரா. ஸோ ஸ்பீக்கிங் ஆஃப் அவசானேஷு கடிதா, ஸோ திஸ் லைக் தேவிஸ் பஞ்சதசாட்சரி மந்த்ரா கேன் பி ஸ்பிளிட் இன் டு த்ரீ பார்ட்ஸ். ஸோ த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைக் செட், ஈச் செட் என்ஸ் வித் ஹ்ரீம் சங்கரா சேஸ் ஹில்லேகாபிஹி த்ரிசுபிஹி அவசானேஷு கடிதா கம்ஸ் அட் த எண்ட். ஸோ தட் மீன்ஸ் ஹ்ரீம் கம்ஸ் அட் த எண்ட். ஸோ த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் செட் இஸ் காயேயி ல ஹ்ரீம். Second set is not 5 letters, but it is 6 letters. Ha, sa, ka, ha, la, hreem. And then the last is sa, ka, la, hreem. So each of those have a devata associated with it. So all these devatas will be pleased when we are chanting the mantra. So that is the essence of this mantra. This mantra, this your mantra is so sacred because it has all these various syllables which denote various devatas. Each of them will be pleased. All of them will be pleased when you are pleased, when a person chants this mantra. So that is the speciality of the mantra. So though Shankara has said caste and it's a Bija mantram for Manmatha, for Shiva, but he is not explaining the meaning of each of those letters. That is beyond the scope of what we are seeking. So that is Godam. It's also Bija mantram are called like Godam mantram. Their meaning is not really known. So that is also the reason why it's called Bijam. Bijam means seed. So if we want to find a tree, the maximum source of a tree, the maximum we can go is till the Bijam. We can't go beyond the Bijam because Bijam is the end. So that is the end, like we can't go any further. So that means these Bija Aksharas are the end. And like in order for us to become real Devi Bhakta, Shankara spoke about Sri Vidya as to how to do as the tantram of Sri Vidya in the previous shloka. In various other shlokas he has already spoken about the yantram of Sri Chakram. So here he has given us the mantram as well, Panchadashakshari mantram. So the way to chant it is Kayi Lahrim Hasakaha Lahrim Sakala Hrim Om Kayi Lahrim Hasakaha Lahrim Sakala Hrim. If you are able to chant this like 10 times or 100 times, the effect will be really tremendous. We cannot speak about its effect. Its effect will be really tremendous. That's the reason why people who chant Trishati, they will have all prosperity in life. Not just prosperity in life, finally they will have to come to Vedanta. They will have to come to the goal because Trishati will make us do things. It will make us follow. It will teach us through the hard way. That doesn't mean like we will we'll become like pauper, we'll become penniless and then it will teach us as that money is nothing. It will make us fast for days and then tell us that okay, the goal is beyond food, goal is beyond eating and all. It's not that way. It is only that like it will help us in the right direction. It will give us the right guidance. Even if that means teaching us in through the hard way, even if that means still it will be done. So it would be really good like if we can chant this mantra daily at least sometimes. Whenever we can remember, we don't need to count. Whenever we can chant this mantra. That will really help us in the spiritual path. So it will, because this is the mantra of Devi. That Devi who is none other than Brahman, that Devi who will give us everything, who will take us beyond, like who will not leave us, who will ensure that we reach the goal, because Devi is a Sadguru. So such a Sadguru, in order to please such a Sadguru, in order to become a devotee of a Sadguru, so that we are taken in the right direction by the Sadguru, by Devi, we need to chant this mantra, we need to know this mantra. if we can remember the age of the, if we remember, if we by heart this shloka, that itself means that we will know the devatas who stand for each of the mantra. It is not essential to remember the devatas who stand for each of this mantra. It would be good, but what is important is chanting of the mantra. We'll continue with the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.